It's one of those things where you don't really stress it too much. You just continue to work to improve it, and you always want to start the game fast and get going on the right foot. And I felt like we did a much better job of that last week, and we just need to move forward and keep doing a better job of it.
Do you feel like you guys keep getting into these holes, one of these days it's going to catch up to you guys, you know, maybe even against the San Fran team? Do you think about that too much? Or
no, you can't think about that. You don't go into a game expecting to get into a hole or getting down by two possessions or whatever it may be. You don't expect that. When the game's happening, you're just playing. You're playing each series. You're playing that play. You don't think past that, because when you start thinking – big picture, thinking all the four quarters, you get complacent. You don't really focus on what you need to take care of, and that's right at that moment.
Nick, do you have like a center quarterback meeting throughout the week, right?
Yeah, we have meetings together.
So how's it been this week with you and Dave?
He's been great. He's done a great job during practice making the calls. The line works together as a unit. They've been great getting the calls in, keeping our tempo going. So we're
what
good shape.
Did you kind of learn about him just being a little bit in those specific classroom film studies?
I mean, he's very intelligent. He's a very intelligent guy. He's learned a lot from Jason Kelsey. He's learned a lot from Coach Stout. And it's one of those things where he's going to make a call. If he sees something going on in the defense, he's not afraid to step up and change it and get things going.
Despite the positives of that situation, can you describe what challenges you've had so far given the new tandem there?
I mean, at any time, you never want anything to happen to your O-line, but it is football, so things do happen. But the guys that have come in and stepped in have done a great job. It is something it's a different group, but we've built a camaraderie throughout offseason and throughout camp. I've been in there with those guys before. I've played with Dennis Kelly. I've played with those guys. Played with them last game, and they did a great job. So I have all the confidence in the world they're going to do a great job, and it's my job as a quarterback, if something does break down, to get the ball out of my hands or do a scramble drill or whatever it may be.
Considering the league said that the hit on you was legal, will you act differently the next time an interception is being returned and you're part of the defense?
No, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to try to do my job as a quarterback and, you know, try to close them off to the sideline to where we can make a play on them.
Is this the toughest defense in your mind that you guys will face and have faced this season?
It's going to be the toughest because it's the next opponent. It's the only opponent we're worrying about. They have an outstanding team. They've a great defense that's going to try to disguise things, and they're going to play hard.
You've played under patchwork offensive lines in the past and in college, maybe ones that are performing at a less than optimal level. How has that helped you, as a quarterback, and the type of things that teaches you for moments like these?
I mean, I've never looked at my O-line like that on any level. I've always had confidence in the guys that are in there to do their job. So I look back at moments where a quarterback's job, it's not, you don't drop back. It's not like a 7-on-7 drill where you're dropping back and it's easy to throw. What makes a quarterback is being able to make plays when you don't have time or something breaks down. But I do know that ever since I played the game of football, every single lineman I've ever had has blocked his butt off for me back from Pee Wee when we went 0-10 till now. So I've always had confidence in those guys. So
you went 0-10 as a Pee Wee?
I played up a couple years. It was, you know, you got to be humbled early.
I'm with NFL Japan. Can you describe what kind of player you are and why you're playing well this season?
I mean, it's a team thing. I play this game because it's a team sport. It's the greatest team sport in the world, in my opinion. And quarterbacks got to go out there and run the offense. You got to be the guy that makes the decisions. That's why I chose to play this position. And you got to work together. O-line's got blocked. Receivers have to do a great job. So I think that the credit for our team this year, being in a position where ours, we have a great team on all sides of the ball that works well together in adverse situations and sticks together.
Nick, even though you guys are 3-0 and you pass the ball well and, you know, you're getting outside matchups in the passing game, do you think the running game needs to be better than it has been just about? Does the offense need to be more balanced and the running game get going?
We need to be better on all cylinders. I need to do a better job of even throwing the ball now. You want to be balanced, yes, but you're going to go into a game and sometimes it's going to be like that. Sometimes you're not going to be able to throw the ball and you have to run it. Sometimes it's going to be balanced. Sometimes it's going to be like it was where we threw it a lot. And that's what makes a great offense is no matter what happens, you execute the play in that situation. And I just know our guys, we're going to continue to work and we're continuing to work to excel at the run and excel in the pass.
I mean, do you see the way teams they funnel pressure now? Do you expect the Niners to kind of try to get into the A gaps a lot at you, knowing that, you know, you got two guys making their first start there? And
I mean, they're going to run their defense. They're going to run their defense. They're going to do what they do. I don't see them going out there and doing anything different because they're good at what they do, and we have to go out there and out-execute them. It's as simple as that.
Can you just describe in your mind also how Jordan Matthews has come along and was utilized a little bit more in that game against this game last Sunday?
Yeah, he's an outstanding young man, both on the field and in the locker room. And I saw from the beginning his work ethic. I knew he'd continue to excel, and he's one of those guys where that game – last week, he doesn't care about it. He's going to move forward, and that's why I love him. He's going to continue to excel. He's going to continue to get better because he knows that there's things he can work on as well as I can work on so we can get on the same page even more. And that's why I know he's going to continue to work and excel and be a great player.
Are you throwing
two
that,
more guys.
That second touchdown you threw to Jordan, are you throwing that to anybody in that situation, or was there some kind of trust level where you just had a feeling he was going to make that play?
We had run that route where he had run it before, so I definitely trusted him. I trust all my guys, and he was running the route. In the NFL, if a defender's back's turned, he's open, even if he's right on him. And he's a rookie, so it just shows you how far he's come to make a play where there's a safety over the top and there's a backer right there, and he has to focus on the ball. But that goes into all the extra catches he gets after practice on the jugs, before practice, in the morning, all the stuff he does. That moment right there, he made a great play that not a whole lot of guys can focus on the ball like that. So that was huge.
Nick, I know sometimes, and I know you talked about the slow starts before, but sometimes coaches will flip periods in practice or do things to mix things up. Have you guys gotten any of that the last 2 days from Chip?
No, we're going to do our practice how we do it. We're not going to get worry about and freak out because we know that the guys on the other side of the ball are pretty darn good as well. They're professionals, great coaches, great players, so we're going to continue to practice. A big thing is attention to detail. It's always attention to detail and working to get better. That's why we go out there and practice, and that's why after practice we do recovery and go watch the film to get better.
All right, guys.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.